Okay, this is a very short draft. I went through the exercise of, say, how can somebody deploy Alto in a subscriber environment, say a broadband deployment, Wi-Fi, hotspot, you know, coffee shop, or, you know, 3G. And so how can somebody do that? How can you work through the workflow and somebody can actually deploy Alto, right? So the first step on this exercise, of course, was how can Alto clients discover where their Alto server is, right? And the Alto clients here, they live on Windows machines, Mac OSs. They live in smartphones, right? They are not in. This is not the case of the third-party discovery where there is something live. There is the Alto client lives inside a network and has somebody to configure it. We're talking about a traditional broadband user, Wi-Fi hotspot, not one of us, the other 99.5% that don't understand any of this, right? Just want it to work, right? So next slide. So I think I talked about this. So how can that client discover the address of the Alto server? Go ahead. So today it's not possible with the HCP. Even if we standardize the HCP, it's not possible. And why it's not possible? Because a CPE does not pass the HCP options into the subscriber's home. There's no standard that mandates that. There's nothing. Today, if you do testing in the wild, you find everything. Right? I mean, the CPE is free to override the HCP options, put its own, ignore, drop them all on the floor. So the HCP, although it's good, we should standardize for some future, you cannot do with the HCP today. Right? I know because I wrote the HCP draft that's going to be in the working group last call to actually allow opaque the HCP options to be passed into the subscriber's home, because today there's nothing, right? So the HCP, it's out of the question if you want to deploy in Alto today in the scenarios that I'm talking about here, which are different than the third-party discovery that Martin talked about. DNS. So DNS is also tricky, right? In my home, and even with my co-author, Sebastian, when you do domain name, when you look at domain name, mine comes out blank. There's no domain name that's passed to me in my home. And the domain name of my co-author is the domain of his CP vendor. The CP vendor puts the name of the manufacturer as domain name. So you can certainly not start this to discover the Alto server by looking at domain name. Domain name is a tree hierarchy, which has very little to do with BGP and IP addresses and networks, right? And also, requires a lot of fate sharing, right? It requires somebody to go and configure the DNS server. It requires special queries on the client. I mean, and in many organizations and ISPs, the people that run DNS are different than the people that are going to run the Alto server. This is common. We know all this, right? The people that run the HTTP server in some organizations are different than the people that run the firewalls or the NATs or the Alto servers. So the idea then is that there is the bar of these two techniques is very high to surpass, to deploy Alto, right? And the idea is that an Alto client, an app developer, wants this to be very simple, work outside the box, right? Next slide. So my proposed solution is to use any guest address for Alto. So there's almost no dependency on configuration by IT folks or other folks, right? It cannot, from an app developer, there's nothing simpler than doing a send to an address, right? I mean, this is the simplest that it gets, right? I mean, you are app developer, you don't want to understand the intricacies or jumping through hoops to find the Alto server. You want to do a send to this address, right? If you don't get anything, you don't get anything. But if the operator or the Wi-Fi hotspot or whatever, the hotel, have this Alto server, you get a response, right? You also get built-in redundancy. Since an Anycast address, if you have two auto servers, one goes down, the other shares the same Anycast address, right? So from a friendliness and ability to deploy auto without relying on, say, IT support or a lot of changes into the network operator, I believe this is a very good choice. The other choices we have, we should standardize. I'm behind them 100%, but they cannot take us off the ground today, right? Except the third-party discovery that Martin was talking about. There's a different scenario, right? You are in the data center or something. Somebody operates the auto client on behalf of other people, and they have somebody that dedicates, go and configures, enter, manual config. We're certainly not going to ask, say, Mrs. Jones and Mr. Jones to enter the IP address of the auto server. That's just a no-go, right? I mean, it needs to be something that's really easy, right? So that's my proposal. And that's the end of the presentation.
We have time more. There's time for questions, isn't it?
Yes.
So Martin Stimmerling is speaking as an individual. So I like the draft very much, so I have to say I'm a bit biased. What I want to hear is it's meant positively, if this isn't too big for Alto, meaning if this shouldn't be made in a way it can be used by whatever protocol, not only Alto.
There is already precedence of other protocols that ask it for any guest addresses. Mm. 6RD is one of them, right? The stateless transition mechanism. DS Lite, it's another one, and ask it for any cast address and got one. So there is precedence to ask for any cast address for this purposes of finding a server into the network.
Yeah. Right? My point is probably would it be good to say you make a single any cast address for a more general service discovery? It has a drawback that you need to receive it, look into the payload instead of routing purely on addresses.
I think if we go down that road, it might take. I mean, I'm proposing to solve the auto problem.
Yeah, it's maybe it's like it would be a spin-off of this saying.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm trying to focus on solving
it.
our problem here.
I'm shooting too far.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is Michael. I want to back what Martin said. So this looks to me like a more general solution. So I'm not 100% sure whether Alto is the right forum for doing this. But it could be an interesting solution. But as having a look at the security section, I think there are a lot of open issues here. For example, I've worked on another draft on multipath TCP, and I had a lot of discussion with the security guys in the IETF on TLS certificates for IP addresses. And if I correctly understand this proposal, you will need a TLS certificate for an Anycast address. And we just agree on that TLS is a must for Alto. Maybe that can be sorted out, but I think there are a lot of issues here that require discussion. And at least I have a strong opinion on one thing here. So I think since we talked earlier about extensions, I think we can, if this should proceed here, it can be proceed in parallel to extension. We can't mandate the group to sort all these issues out before we talk about any other issues on the core protocol.
I'd say I disagree with that because the protocol as it stands today is pretty much baked, and this is a precursor step of using Alto, right? So whatever changes we do with the protocol, this problem remains, right? You need to discover the server of the IP address of the Alto server, right? And in the scenarios that I talked about, there's no way to do that. So we can postpone this for 2 years, and for 2 years there's no way.
No, I'm not saying to postpone it. I'm just saying that this doesn't look to me like a mandatory thing for that we have to complete before we start to think of other things. I'm not opposing to doing this.
Then how you deploy Alto in subscriber networks?
There are a lot of use cases where the discovery is done manually.
Manually? You're going to ask somebody to end user to manually input the IP addresses?
It depends who your client is. And there are a lot of use cases where the client is not the residential end user.
No, but that's the ones I'm talking about. Mm. I'm not talking about any other. The others are covered by the third-party discovery. I'm talking about where the client is the residential user.
Yeah, fine. But as I said, there are other use cases as well. I'm not opposing to doing this. Yeah, I just think it's not a core thing that we need for a lot of other use cases.
Of course, but for the subscriber, the 3G, 3G is a very important use case, right? The 3G and others, I mean, there's no DHCP in 3G, right? And others, this is the only way to do it. If you think mobility is not important, I mean, it's very important. That's the only way to do it, right? So the use cases that you're talking about basically are very narrow, are the third-party discovery, right? All the others, you need this or some other magic to do it.
Yeah, fine. I agree that for the residential use case, it's interesting. But, I mean, there are a lot of open issues. And, I mean, in particular in this group here, where we don't have a lot of expertise on some of these issues here, in particular the security issues. I mean, it could take a lot of time to sort this out in this group here. And my point is the core expertise in this group here is on the Alto protocol group. And a lot of issues here with these solutions are outside the core of the Alto protocol. And I just want to make the case that sorting out these issues in this group could prevent us from doing other things.
And if we don't sort them out, you prevent Alto from getting deployed on those networks.
Yeah, it won't prevent Alto to be deployed in use cases that don't require the client in the residential users.
Don't you think in mobility and wireless, don't you think that's important?
It's not important for the use cases that I think of.
Oh, okay. But that's a kind of a one-sided approach to that.
I would say, I would read in what Michael said that works on extensions to use Alto in other use cases that are, well, being taken into consideration should not depend on this, right? Because this is for a specific use case itself. But still, it is kind of a core piece of the protocol, but it's not a core piece on which at least like data center extensions should depend on.
Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not opposing this here. Yes. It looks interesting, but we have other important things to work on as well.
Okay. Now, I would like to see how many people have read this draft too. Can we have a rise of hand? How many people have read this? We have three people. And after Reynaldo's presentation, how many people do believe they understand what this discovery mechanism is about? About 8 people. Okay. And among who have raised their hand in the last call, how many people do think that this is something that we should be should not do? I'll ask again because I wasn't clear. Among the people who think they understand what this mechanism is about, are there any who think that it would be harmful to do that in Alto? Zero. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I didn't read the draft, but I think Anycast address have the problem. Who runs the server? Can I, as a telco, use this Anycast address in my network so that my clients would access my Alto server? Or would this be some global Alto server? Or I don't know. But maybe it's all those questions are covered in the draft, but that's why I'm unsure what to think about it. So
let me answer that. The Anycast address comes from IANA pool of addresses, right? So you put that address on your network, right? It's a global routable address, but you put on your network.
Okay, so any other thoughts on this before we go ahead? right.